Okay, picture this. You're in class when all of a sudden your teacher announces what might just be the worst kind of assignment you can imagine, a group project. One time this happened to me in high school English. My teacher assigned me to work on a project with a classmate. This person was cool, but not always the best at studying. Neither was I though, so I thought I'd be fine. Until we turned our project in. See, I had done my portion of the paper, and I had thought she had done hers. Until my teacher called me to his desk and said something like, "You know what you did." To which I responded, "Yeah, I wrote a great paper." And then he said the words that are basically accusing someone of an international crime in high school. "You plagiarized." Long story short, I did not plagiarize, but she did. It all got worked out for me, and I didn't wind up getting in trouble, but it would have been so much easier to write that paper alone. Look, you've probably experienced something similar at school, right? A group project gone wrong? Those kinds of experiences make it seem easier to work alone. I can do my homework at my own pace, in my own style, without relying on anyone else. I can grab my snacks and my headphones and just work how I want to without input from anyone else. In other words, it's easier when I only have to think about myself. The truth is, there's some stuff that just seems easier to do alone. And here's the thing, life, and especially our relationships with others, aren't like solo homework assignments. In this series, we're talking about integrity, which we define like this. Integrity equals authenticity plus good character. Let's be honest, like homework, practicing integrity would be easier if other people weren't involved. It's easy to be honest when you don't have to worry about how someone will feel or react to what you say, and being kind is only really difficult when other people are unkind or annoying. We're going to spend our lives in relationships with other people. Sometimes these relationships will be great, and other times things can get messy. The question is, how do we show integrity when we are navigating complicated relationships with complicated people? It's much easier to do the right thing when things are good, but integrity requires us to demonstrate good character even in messy and difficult situations. That can be really hard. So the question is, how can we act with integrity in our relationships with other people? To answer that question, we're gonna look at a letter written by a guy named Paul to a church in a place called Corinth. Corinth was a big city. It was diverse and wealthy, and the church had a lot of issues. Paul writes to them to address some of these issues. One topic he mentioned was the way they treated each other. Here's what he writes in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres." If you've ever been to a wedding, there's a good chance you've heard this passage read. But it's not just about romantic love between two people getting married. Instead, Paul is explaining how people following Jesus should treat each other. He's giving this amazing definition of what it looks like to really show love to someone else. So what does love have to do with integrity? Well, for us to have integrity in our relationships, we have to act in a loving way because love leads to integrity. Now hold on a second. Let's say that this pitcher is you and the water in it is your love. I don't know about you, but some people are much easier to love than others. It's easy to love our friends, our families, our favorite teachers, coaches, and mentors. It's not so easy to love the people we don't like, we don't get along with, or don't truly care about. But notice that when Paul writes about love, there's no category about who it applies to. In fact, the expectation was that it applied to everyone. When we remember that we're meant to love everyone, that love motivates us to treat them well by demonstrating integrity. Now, we should pay attention to the one phrase Paul says is key to loving others. Love does not dishonor others. When it comes to really messy situations and complicated relationships, being intentional about honoring others can guide us toward what integrity and love look like. When we honor others, we may disagree with someone, but we don't insult them. When we honor the frustrating kid in our class, we may ignore their disruptions, but we won't make fun of them. When we honor our ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend, we won't spread lies about them or try to get revenge. Integrity honors everyone involved. That includes you. When you act with integrity, you honor your boundaries and your values. When you act with integrity, you honor yourself by being authentic, even if you may get rejected. Integrity honors everyone involved because you love others and yourself. Honoring everyone involved isn't always easy, but it is essential if we want to live with integrity and love others. And how we demonstrate love matters. Jesus had something to say about this too. In one of his final conversations with his closest friends and followers before he died, he said this, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Jesus says it pretty plainly. People will know we follow Jesus by the way we love each other. He doesn't call it a suggestion or a good idea. He leaves it with them as a command for them to walk out. This basically means it's not optional for followers of Jesus. If we're really about living out what we say, then we need to love in this way. Jesus wanted his followers to love each other, even when things started to get messy. For Jesus, love is what he modeled and expected from his followers. Paul was encouraging the church in Corinth to act the same way. The thing is, none of this is easy. Like we already said, there will be people in your life that are difficult to love. So, how do we do it? How do we move toward love that leads to integrity? How do we truly honor everyone around us? Well, if we want to do this well, there are three things we can start paying attention to honor others. This is not an exhaustive list, but it is a start. First, speak well of people behind their backs. The way we talk about people when they're with us says a lot about us, and the way we talk about them when they're not around us says a lot more. What if we made it a point to say the best things about people even after they walk away? What if you made it a point this week to lift someone else up by sharing what you like or admire about them? What if you start a good news campaign and made it a point to share something encouraging about someone else? When we think about acting in ways that align with love, we're always looking out for the good in those around us. So, the next time you're tempted to gossip or talk about how you don't like someone, try to find the good in them. Consider sharing that instead. The next thing is to disagree without insulting. Disagreements will happen. It's impossible to go through life without finding stuff we disagree about. The way we handle that disagreement matters. The goal is to stay true to ourselves while staying close and connected to the people we disagree with. In other words, I can stay true to what I think, believe, or feel without needing to resort to name-calling, degrading another person, or ghosting them completely. What if instead of looking to prove the other person wrong, we made it a point to understand each other without passing judgment? We can disagree with each other in a way that honors the other person and puts the relationship ahead of any issues or disagreements you may be having. Sometimes, that will take a commitment to listening well to understand the person and where they're coming from. That starts with asking good questions and showing curiosity. Other times, we might just need to end a conversation before it takes a bad turn, or invite someone else like a small group leader or a trusted adult to help us navigate a disagreement. Here's the point. If we want to live out Paul's definition of love, then we have to avoid being rude or letting pride get the best of us. And with God's help, it's completely possible to disagree in a way that allows us to stay connected and honor the people we're talking to. Finally, forgive. This might be one of the most difficult things on the list, but it's also the most powerful. Forgiveness leads to freedom for you and for them. Sometimes it takes time and it definitely takes work, but to really show love to the people in our lives, especially the people that have wronged us, we have to do the work to forgive. That doesn't necessarily mean we stay in a relationship or allow them to hurt us again, but it does mean we work to let go of resentment and bitterness. And remember, forgiveness is a two-way street. We also need to learn how to ask people to forgive us when we've wronged them. It can be really difficult to go to someone that you've insulted or ghosted during a disagreement, or someone that you've been talking bad about and say, "I'm sorry, can you forgive me?" But if we're willing to do this in an authentic way, it will lead us to have some great relationships that are marked by love and lead to that kind of integrity that honors everyone involved. See, no matter what's going on around you, you have an opportunity to act with integrity in your relationships by loving people. When we're acting in love toward everyone, we know we're acting with integrity because integrity honors everyone involved. So, what if we experimented with living this way from now on? Just imagine the impact for a second. Imagine how our world would change if we all demonstrated integrity and honored others. Can you imagine what your high school would look like if everyone decided to honor each other even when friendships ended or couples broke up? Can you imagine how many relationships would be healthier in the first place if people honored each other by disagreeing and not insulting? Can you imagine how our communities would change if leaders acted with integrity and honored the people they serve? Living with integrity is key to building healthy relationships and communities. More importantly, it's key to demonstrating love like Jesus instructs us to. So, when you head to your groups, think about your response to this question. How can you honor the people in your life this week?